Well, we thank the Lord for each and every one of you that have taken your time to stop by and join us this morning as we prepare ourselves for God's word, that this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So let us all go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercies and your grace, Lord Jesus. We thank you for bringing all of us together, binding our hearts together in one place. We thank God for Artists International, a company that has brought us all together that we can worship you each and every morning and strengthen ourselves by your word. It says you gain confidence in the word of God. So we thank God for that confidence that you have instilled upon each and every one of you. We thank you for each and every person on this line, that you open your ears, that you open their ears that they can hear your word and open their hearts to receive what you have to say. Please bless the speaker this morning as they bring forth that word, Lord Jesus. We ask that you empty them out, empty them completely, Lord, so that we can feast well. And then fill them back up. Give them the strength to give your word once again, Lord Jesus. We ask each and every person on this line to be that minister in the marketplace that you are calling for, giving them the confidence to know that is, we only have to ask in you and that we receive Christ, that we receive strength through Christ, and we are confident that we can do anything through your name. These and everything we ask, and we bless your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. So everyone, go out this morning. Make it a great day for you this morning. I wish you all great success in your businesses. And know that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And right now, I'd like to turn this call over to our host. Host, are you there? God bless each and every one of you.
I am here, birthday lady. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please take it away, and blessings to you as well.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating us and greeting us on this Confidence in God Monday. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. We appreciate you and love you here on the Master's Call. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings as I am here in Inglewood, California, and I welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. I am so super excited about what has been going on here on the Master's Call for over 5 years, and we welcome each and every single one of you, and we pray that as our mission statement states, that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here with the Master on the Master's Call. See, this call was founded back on October the 25th of 2010 by two amazing women of God, our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our Dr. Super Fantastic, Dr. P.K. Roberts. And see, when they answered God's mission and mandate to start this call, and we have been moving forth every Monday through Friday, even on the holidays, without fail, here on the Master's Call at this divine and appointed hour. We have a scripture that we stand on, and it can be found in Psalm 88:13, and it reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." See, every single morning we start this call off in prayer, and we end this call in prayer. And then on Friday, we take your prayer requests, your praise reports, and we listen to your testimonies. And so we have been doing that, and so many great things are happening here on the Master's Call. And so once again, we thank you for joining us. We also want to let you know that this call is a little bit unique from most calls. And why is that? That is because we have our own website. Yep. We have our own website for the Master's Call, and that website is themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You could go on that website at any time. You could see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. So go ahead and visit and see what's going on. You also have the opportunity on there to share a message. Also, if you have a prayer request or a praise report or a testimony and you don't want to wait till Friday, say that you're in need of someone to be in agreement with you today, then I invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our theme in 2016 is Through Me, God's Glory is Being Seen. And so every day as you go through, use that as one of your affirmations for 2016. In 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. And watch God activate himself in your life. Immediately following this call every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And today it is Inspirational Monday, and our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be our speaker this morning, and she will be talking about the ABCs of business. It's called work. And so please join us at 641-715-3865 and the access code 539598 pound. And that will be immediately following this call on today. Okay, I'm going to give you some additional information later on, but at this time, I want to take this opportunity to introduce our speaker for this morning. And our speaker for this morning, she is actually the prayer general here on the Master's Call. She is also my AP, and if you're wondering what AP is, she's my accountability partner. And so I definitely am connected to her in more ways than one. And so our speaker for this morning, Minister Brenda Terrell, brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took Brenda under his wings when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed when she was 16. After graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, Brenda married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray Jr. Being a Spirit-filled Baptist church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, became an intercessor and a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministries. She loves to encourage others in the gifts of God that God has given them. Brenda is the proud mother of five children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and the grandmother of three grandsons, Jai, Brent, and Brendan. Throughout the years of God's blessings, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself, when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful. Back to her roots, Brenda resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and is a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is the senior pastor. Brenda is an artist distributor who loves the product and is a product of the product and enjoys helping people become healthy again. And at most, she is looking forward to greater things in Christ Jesus with her husband, Freddie, of 36 years. So I want to introduce to you at this time, and I believe she was walking over the bridge this morning at 4 o'clock this morning, and now she has a word to share with you, none other than the phenomenal, the amazing minister, Brenda Henry Terrell. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. God bless you. I tell you, the check is in the mail, my girlfriend. It's such a blessing to have you as a business partner as well as accountability partner. Thank you for your prayers and such a warm introduction. And thank you, Minister Jackie, for being a blessed woman of God. Happy birthday to you. And I give God glory for you. And I tell you, that confidence in God is definitely falling in line with what God wants us to hear this morning. And I want to take the time out to say thank you, thank you, thank you to two phenomenal women of God, and they are our Dr. P.K. Roberts. And I tell you, we're praying for you. We're believing God for you for great and mightier things to take place in your mind, spirit, and body. And we thank God for our wonderful Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you so much for being our mother eagle. You are such a blessing to the masses as well as to me personally. And I want to give God glory that you took the time to, well, you allowed me to share this platform. So I'm just grateful. I'm so grateful, and I don't take it for granted. And to you, my TMC family, I love and appreciate you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I tell you, I got a word from the Lord and say, Lord, what do you want me to speak to the people this morning? And I tell you, when you hear about prosperity, a lot of times people get fidgety about it because they always think about money, and then when it comes into the religious arena, if you would allow me to use that terminology, people get sort of, you know, tensed because they think God don't want them to prosper. But we're going to change that. We're going to let you know that prosperity is in our mix. So that's what we're going to talk about. 3 John 1 and 2 said, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in good health just as your soul prospers. Now, of course, we looked up prosperity and you know, get a basic meaning of it. And, of course, it means a successful, flourishing, a thriving condition, especially in the financial respects. Good fortune. Good fortune. So, first of all, let's go on and validate the fact that God wants us, you and I, to prosper. Can I say it again? God wants you and I to prosper. Now, let's go into Genesis in the creation. In Genesis 1, 26 through 28, man was created in the image of God. He gave him dominion over all his creation, including the creatures. He told man to be fruitful and multiply. What does that mean? Increase, prosper. That's prosperity. Now, let's crush the lying thoughts of the enemy that only a chosen group of people are supposed to prosper. Let's crush that thought because God wants all of us to prosper. God gave and he still gives everybody the opportunity to prosper. The choice, again, the choice is ours for the taking. And secondly, let's establish within our being that we deserve to live a prosperous life. We live prosperous spiritually. We live prosperous mentally. We live prosperous physically. We live prosperous emotionally. And, of course, we live prosperous financially. So let's take a look at the spirituality part of it, the spiritually part. Matthew 6:33 says, it distinctly tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then he said, all these things will be added. Now, do you really think that God doesn't want us to prosper when he distinctly tells us to seek him first? The kingdom of God, seek him and everything we need, everything we desire, because he even tells us in his word, when we delight ourselves in him, he will give us even the desires of our hearts. Now, that's prosperity. Again, he said in his word, meditate on his word day and night, and we'll be like trees planted by the rivers of water. Now, you take a look at that. Get a mental mind of that. Of trees being planted by the rivers of water. They're flourishing. They're green. They're in their best state of being. So when you get that mental image, then, of course, when he says we'll be like trees planted by the rivers of water, that's telling us that he wants us to flourish. He wants to bring forth fruit in his season. That's prosperity. And then he tells us another time in his word, acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our paths. So he would tell us which way to go. Go this way, go that way. He would direct our paths because I got something down this road for you. That's prosperity. And then our relationship with God and man is so important to him. When he told us to love the Lord with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our souls, with all our strength, and then turn around and say, love your neighbor. We need to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. That's prosperity. And you see, you take a look around in the world today, and I'm not going to stay on it too long, but when we take a look around the world, people are so selfish nowadays. People are thinking a lot of themselves more than they are of others. So we know that the enemy is attacking the minds of the people where they can't be prosperous spiritually. So God says, love the Lord with all your heart, your mind, soul, and strength. Then love your neighbor as you love yourself. That is true prosperity. Can we go a little bit on the mentally part of it? Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace. We're talking about God. God says he will keep in perfect peace all who trust in him, all those thoughts that are fixed on him. And, of course, Isaiah said, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you. All those thoughts are fixed on you. So when we fix our hearts, our minds, our whole being on God, on who he is, he's Alpha and Omega. He is the first and the last. He is El Shaddai all by himself. When we fix our thoughts on what is true, what is honorable, what is right, what is pure, what is lovely, what is admirable, when we meditate on these things, he says, then the peace of God will take control of us. See, I love being around water. I love being around mountains. It's just something majestic about it. I can go around water, and it seems like the being serene when it's calm, it's just like it's so peaceful. And it's like our minds and our hearts can be at peace. Now, yes, I walked across the bridge this morning. The wind was blowing, and when we got along the shoreline, the waves were rushing up against the seashore. And I'm going, oh, my goodness, it's like the waves are still talking to us. They're glorifying God. It's just something majestic about them. And the same thing with the mountains. I look at the mountains and I say, how can man say that there is no God? When you look at the mountains and you look at the snow on the top, and here it is, 60, 70 degrees down here, and the snow is up there in the top of the mountains. God is majestic. And when you look at that, you see that God, he's allowing everything, his earth, to be prosperous. So he wants us to be prosperous. There's such an anointing in the midst of his creation. So that's my thoughts. When I meditate, when I go around these creations of God, it's just so flourishing to me. So you might have your state of mind, your way of going and get released and just get into the midst of being comforted. You may have your way of doing it. Mine is ocean and the mountains. So I feel like God is speaking to me through the waves of the ocean. And so when you think on things that are lovely, true, honest, pure, God says the God of peace will be with you. That's prosperity, my friends. And then you'll have the mind of Christ. You start thinking on lovely things, the wonderful things. When people come against with negativity, you get a chance to just throw it aside. You know, I don't need to meditate on that. I need to meditate on what is true, what is honest, what is lovely, what is pure. Okay, so let's go on with physically. There are so many healing scriptures, I wouldn't know where to start. So we know that he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Isaiah said he took away our infirmities and then he carried our diseases. Then Psalms 107:20 says he sent out his word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death. Hallelujah. That's from the New Living Translation. That's prosperity. That is true prosperity. And many of us being in the health and wellness business with Artists International, Artists Life, we realize more and more that there are so many unhealthy people around us. So we have an intense heart to go out and help people become healthy again. That's a part of our being. That's a part of our nature. It becomes a part of us because physically God wants us to be healed and whole. Now, I heard a prophet say the other day that it's God's responsibility for our healing, but it's our responsibility for our health. Can I say that again? It's God's responsibility for our healing, but it's our responsibility for our health. So we have a job to do. We have a mission to do, is to help people in their health. Now, let's go to emotionally. Forgetting those things that are behind. This is what the word says. Paul has said that. Forgetting those things that are behind and then press forward toward that higher calling. See, we don't have time to mingle in negative conversations or negative environments. It's enough of it going around. We don't need to mingle in it. All we have to do is hold on to what God is telling us, hold on to his promises that keeps us in peace, that keeps our hearts, our minds stayed on him. See, because when we get into negativity, it's chaotic. So when we hold on to past hurts and unforgiveness, that's keeping us away from being prosperous. So we need to detox all those poisons with the blessings of God, allowing the blessings of the word and the richness of his goodness and his mercy and his love to flow to us and through us. We cast all our cares on Jesus at his feet. That's prosperity. And emotionally, we'll be where God wants us to be. Okay? Financially, let's go with that. With that, there was no lack when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden. Can we agree to that? There was no lack. What put them in that needful position was disobedience. Because God had laid everything out for them. And what puts us into that needful position today? Disobedience. See, we all have sinned and we all have come short. Now it's time to listen to our Redeemer. It's time to meditate and dwell on him. Call on him, he says, and he will answer. And then show us great and mighty things we didn't know. That's prosperity. And then another thing, as far as financially, he says give. A lot of times we're hesitant about holding on to everything that God has blessed us with. If he says give what you got, give that. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over will men give unto you. See, it's a belief system. And when you have your talent, you work it. When God has given you a gift, you work it. He said your gift will make room for you. And he'll make it multiply. That's increasing it. That's prosperity. So don't hide it in the ground like the guy with his one talent did. Because it was taken from him, and it was given to the guy who had worked the five talents. You remember that? And then I heard a minister preach one day that too many of us are wasteful. When Jesus blessed the two fish and the five loaves, he fed the 5,000. And what did he do? He took up the leftovers. He didn't throw it away. God loves a cheerful giver. So when what we have, you may have some clothes that you don't in your closet that you hadn't even worn, and you're holding on to them. Hello, Brenda. And it's time to just give it away. Give it to somebody that needs it, and they'll be blessed with it, okay? Be a cheerful giver, and be prayerful about who you're giving to. And that's another sermon within itself, because that's prosperity. God wants us to have our finances to flow. And in Artists International, he's given us a provision through that company to for us to be financially free. That's prosperity. But guess what? We got to work it. In closing, the bottom line of having prosperity, life is our personal relationship with God, number one. He promised that his spirit would lead us into all truth. And did you notice in every area that I mentioned, we had to take a stand in the matter? See, God's got it available to us, but somewhere along the line, we got to take that stand. We got to obey. We got to go forth and do the work he called us to do. I remember the word telling us how that you have to, you have not because you ask not. And our belief system with action is key. That's prosperity. You know, word says without faith, it's impossible to please him. That's the confidence in God, Minister Jackie. But don't forget who made us prosperous. That's what we got to get to the point. When we get to the point where we know we're prosperous, we know we're overflowing and what have you, we need not forget who did it. It was God. People have a tendency that when they get blessed, they get amnesia. So don't, and they don't tithe, they don't want to give their offerings, they stop going to church. Excuse me. But God says, don't forget who did it and who blessed you. Spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially, we want to bless others in the same areas. Like in 1 Corinthians 9 and 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have an all sufficiency in all things, making have and may have an abundance for every good work. Now, my dear friends, my TMC family, that is prosperity. I hope you got a thought from this message. I apologize for going over. I love each and every one of you. You have a wonderful, wonderful day. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Prayer General, for blessing us this morning with that message on prosperity. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and mighty and marvelous God, we come to you on this Monday with confidence, Father God, and we believe and we trust you. We believe your word, and we believe that your word and your miracles and promises have not expired. So we stand on them with anticipation and expectation of greater things that will come. We thank you for being our shepherd, for being our strength, for being our refuge, for being our healer, for being our confidence, for being our all in all. And with you, we know that we could do everything that is impossible because you are a God of many possibilities. And so we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for Minister Brenda Terrell and for that message that you allowed for her to bring to us this morning on prosperity. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase in her, that she will overflow until she runs over, that she would have every single thing that she needs met in your name, oh God. And so I thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, that you have great plans prepared for each and every single one of you, but one of us on this line this morning. I thank you, oh God, that you are healer, that you are deliverer. And so I lift up every single need to you right now under the sound of my voice, Father. And I pray right now that your will be manifest right now in the matchless name of Jesus. And these things I decree and I declare in Jesus' name, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To go back and listen to the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957677 pound. We will be heading over to Inspirational Monday with our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, on the ABCs of business. It's called work. And that telephone number is 641-715-3865 and the access code 539598 pound. If you are not a part of our phenomenal health and wellness company, Artist International, we would like for you to know that if you make an appointment with us, this appointment with Artist International will absolutely change your life. So get back with the person that invited you to this call and allow them to share that with you. Again, I want to thank each and every single one of you for dialing in this morning and meeting us here on the Master's Call. We invite you to come back tomorrow and join us at the same divine and appointed hour and bring three friends along with you as you come on tomorrow. Also, I want to thank Minister Jackie for opening us up in prayer and also for greeting us on this Have Confidence in God Monday. Thank you again, Prayer General, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell over there on the Mississippi Gulf Coast for waking us up and letting us know that we are made to prosper. And to each and every single one of you, we love you. May God continue to bless you. And remember, go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that God has predestined and ordained for you to be. Minister Brenda Terrell, can you come back and give us our benediction for this day?
Yes, walk in prosperity. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed day.